Okay, so we're continuing on the bottom of Lamed Amid Bet. Loha Yukoftina Tatale Ela Makidinoto. So they wouldn't tie the lamb down. They would do Akedah. They would do the Akedah, like Akedat Yitzchak. The idea of Akedah is hand to foot, as opposed to like hands together, feet together. So they would tie it hand right side hand to foot, left side hand to foot. Misha Zachu Ba'Evarim Ochazim Bo. So whoever it was who won the lottery to be able to take the limbs up, so they would hold it. So here's how it was tied up. So his head was in the south, and his face turned to the west. And the slaughterer is standing on the east of the animal, ufanav lamarav, and facing the west. Okay. So there are these rings that were on the ground. I can't think if I can find a good picture of the Beit HaMikdash, but there were these series of rings that were there. So they would put the head inside the ring. So the Tamid Shel Shachar was put in the second ring in the Sfonit Maravit in the northwest corner of the altar at the second ring in Shabbat Harbaim. Yenishal al Keren Mizrachit Sfonit al Tabat Shnia. And then in the afternoon, it was the same second ring, but it was on the northeastern corner of the altar. Shachat ha-shochet v'kibel ha-mekabel, so the slaughterer slaughters, and the one who's receiving the blood receives the blood. V'alo ken mizrachet tzfonit, v'noten mizrachat tzafona. So then he would take the blood, and he would do this rikat hadam, would throw the blood on the altar, and so he would go to the mizrachet tzfonit, to the northeastern corner of the altar, and he would put the blood there on the north, on the eastern, noten mizrachat tzafona, on the eastern side or the northern side. Then maravit dromit, then to the southwestern corner, and again v'noten marva daroma, and then would put on the west and on the south. So again, all the sides, the altar, end up getting the blood on it. Shirei hadam yashofech al yesod ziromit, and then the remainder of the blood, because there was only a little bit of blood, they were actually dabbing on the altar. So the rest of it would just be poured in the southern edge, on the southern base of the altar. To Lamed Aleph Amid Aleph, Lo Hayashaveret Haregel Ela Nokvo Mitoch Arkubo Betolevo. So they would, when they're, so now they're going to get to the point of skinning the animal. So they wouldn't break its leg, which I guess was a normal way that people would do the skinning of an animal. But they would just pierce it, and then hang it. And remember, we had the what we talked about, I think last time, there were these pillars that had these little hooks on it. So they would pierce the leg. The telebo, and then hang the animal through this on the hook there. Hayah mashit v'yored would skin the animal down from its leg. Right? It was hanging by its feet, by its hind leg. So skin it down. Ad shemegia lechazeh, until it reaches the chest, the area. Hegia lechazeh chatach et harosh. And then when he gets there, he just cuts off the head. Unetano lemishazachabo, and then gives the head to whoever it was who won the lottery to be bringing the head up. That was one of the people, one of the kohanim, brought the head up. So you give it to him. Chatachet ha-kra'im. Then he would cut off the legs, and v'natanan lemi shezachah b'hem, gives that to everyone that. Nirikat heta hefshet, karat ha-lev, v'hotziyat demo. Then he finishes the flaying of the animal, cuts the heart, and drains the blood out. Then he cuts the four legs, gives that into nala misha zachaba, whoever wins that. Ala la regel hayamanit, chatacha, into nala misha zachaba, ushtei beitzim ima, karova nimtza kulo galoi lefanav. So then he would cut off the right hind leg, give it to the person who won that, and he would take it with that. He would take the two beitzim, the testicles of the animal. So it wasn't just the leg, but he cut the whole bottom chunk of the leg off. Kura'o, so then he tears open the inside of the animal. And so the whole animal, now the innards are fully exposed. Natalata beder, so he takes then these fats, I guess from the inside of the animal, and puts them on the place where the opening to the head was. So I guess you didn't have like an exposed inside of the body. So he covered it up with this fat. Natalta kravaim, into none of the mishazachav. And they take the inner organs and the intestines and such, and give that to whoever won that. The keres madichin oto ota bevet hamidichin. So in the stomach they take, and they rinse it out. They would wash it off. Madichin ota kol tzorka, and they wash it out completely. The kravaim madichin ota shalosh pe'amim b'mirutan al shulchanot shalshayish shebein hamudim. So the stomach they would rinse out like completely as much as it was necessary to clean it out. But the rest of the intestines and things, they would rinse them out at least 3 times. At least a minimum of 3 times. And they would, I guess they would rinse them out. The location they would do it was on those marble tables that we saw before. And the reason, I don't remember if we said this before, but the reason that they used marble tables, when we said, like, we want to use everything gold, but the marble, I guess, is cooler. So it would slow the decay, I guess, of the animal. It would keep it cooler, would not be as bad. And Natal Tasakim, Vifrish Etavrei Amina Kaved. So then he takes out the knife and separates the lung from the liver, the Etzba Kaved Mina Kaved, and then this additional finger protrusion from the liver. Velohia Miziza Mimkoma, but he wouldn't move any other organs out. And then he punctures around like the chest, I guess, to remove the chest part out, and gives that to whoever won that. So you got a lot of limbs or a lot of organs that are being removed. Some organs are staying in. Okay. Halal the dofen hayemani goes to the right side, because remember we just separated the front part of the
this is awful.
Torso. What's that?
This is awful.
Yeah, it's remarkable that so much detail is included here. It's actually a lot of this we will see in this week's Torah portion and Parshat Vayikra. A lot of these details end up like the verses that are associated with this is actually, we're going to catch a lot of that in the Torah reading now. Okay, so it goes to the right side. It goes down, cuts till it gets to the spinal column. So he wouldn't actually touch the spinal column, would leave the spine fully intact, would cut until he reaches these the two narrow ribs close to the neck. Then he would cut it, and then so we'd give that to everyone who won that piece, and the liver would be part of that side. Then he would take from the, I guess, from the other side, again, cutting, you know, from leaving the windpipe, the heart, the lung, like leaving everything on the other side, leaving that part in there. So the person with the Kohen who won that would also take that up. So I guess that's more in like the middle or like the top, the ribs part. We're talking about the shtetzlot mikan. So like the upper ribs we're talking about. Then, so that's more of the center. Then he gets to the left side. Hiniach ba shtetzlot dakot mil malan. So he comes to the left flank, left attached to it, the two narrow ribs above, the two narrow ribs below. And they did that with its counterpart, the right flank, resulting in two narrow ribs in each flank above, the two narrow ribs in each flank below. So, okay, so he keeps all the, I guess most of the organs were in the right side, and the left side, you just get a lot, whatever the residual ribs that are there. Okay, so then he cuts off whatever's there, gives it to whatever Cohen won that, and that he takes the spine with it because the spine wasn't in the right side, it goes with the left side. So the spine was there, and also the spleen is also attached to this. So really, if you do the, you sort of like way out which one is more stuff with it. This left side was actually bigger than the right. There were more things, and the spine itself was there, so it was a larger piece. But they would still call the right side the bigger one, shekavet liabo, because the liver was attached to it. So that one was called the big. I guess the liver is pretty big, so they would call the right side the bigger side, even though I guess if you go by amount of organs or sheer actual size or weight, maybe the left side was technically bigger. Okay. Balo lo oket. So he gets to the back. Chatecho, and to know the Mishnah Zachabo, cuts it off, gives it to everyone who won that piece. Halyav etzba akaved u shtei kleod imo. So then that would be, they would take these organs that we had, so that the tail, that finger-like protrusion that from the liver, which we mentioned before, and the two kidneys, so they put all of that with this back part. Then he takes the left leg, chatacha, cuts it off. Then gives it to whoever won that. So everyone now is standing in a line, and all the limbs are in their hands. So Harishon Barosh Varegel. So the first person standing there, he's got the head and the right rear leg. Barosh Bimino, Vechotumo, Klapez Ro'o, Vekarnav Bein Etzbeotav. And so he holds it, the head is in his right hand. Chotumo Klapez Ro'o, its nose was turned towards the arm. Karnav Bein Etzbeotav, and the horns are between his fingers. Beit Shechita Milmalan. So the part that where the head was severed from the body, so that cut part is facing up. The peder natun aleha, and then these fats were on top of it, right? Because we used those fats. They put that on the part where the opening was. So they put those fats were there. Haregel shel yamin bismillah. Then the right hind leg was in his left hand. Uveit oran lachutz, and the outer side, the side that had the hide, which the hide was cut off, that's facing out. Hasheni, so the second person, b'shtei yadayim, so he's got both of the four legs. Shel yamin bimino v'shel shmol b'smolo uveit oran lachutz, and so he held the right in the right hand, left in the left hand, and again the side of the skin that was cut off, that's facing out. Hashlishi, the third person, ba'okatz v'rego, then the third one's got the back, like the butt of the animal, and the left hind leg. Ha'okatz bimino, the butt tail in the right hand, v'alya medudalet bein etzbeotea, and the tail is hanging between his fingers. That's ba kaved, ushtei kaleot imo, and then you've got that part of the liver and the two kidneys are in with that. Haregel shel smol bismolo, then the left leg is in the left hand. Ubeit oran lachutz, and again, the flayed, the part of the skin that was cut off is facing outward. Harvi, the fourth person, bechaze uvegeira, so he's got that chest area, in part, I guess, at the stomach. Hechaze bimino, so that chest in the right, vageira bismolo, and that part of the stomach on the left hand. The tzalotav, bein shtei etzbeotav, and then two of the ribs were between his fingers. Shel yamin bimino, v'shel smol bismolo. Okay, so that's referring to the ribs, I guess. Did I skip a line? I did skip a line. That's why I got confused. Okay. Hachamishi bishtei defanot. So the fifth one has the two sides of the animal. She'amin bimino v'shasmol bismolo. So then he's got the two sides of the animal, right side and right hand, left side and left hand. And then the sixth Kohen gets those like inner intestines and such. They were not out, they were inside a container of sorts. And then the lower legs were on top of them. Okay. Hashvi'i, the seventh Kohen, he got the less gross job. Hashvi basolet, so he was holding the flower that was going to be offered. Hashmini bachavitin, and then the eighth one has the chavitin, those cake offerings that are going to be offered. Hatshi'i b'yayin, the ninth priest has the wine that's going to be part of the wine libation. Hachu untanum bechatzi kevesh ulamata b'ma'aravo umelachum v'yardu uva'u lahen v'shchad hakazit likrot et shma. So they would go, they'd walk him up to the halfway up the ramp and put it down. They'd put it down on the western side of the ramp. They salted all the limbs. From our parsha talks about poured the salt on all of them. And then they would go down, they'd go to Lishkar HaGazit, to one of the chambers, in order to recite Shema. And we'll stop here at the start before we get it to the Gemara. So they would stop, salt the animal. So we've now taken us up to the We read already, setting up the Beit HaMikdash. Here they were actually getting to the actual slaughter, and then there's got to be a word for it, the dismemberment of the korban, and then bringing it up to the mizbeach, and we'll get to in the Gemara we'll read more about this, and then we'll get to more later on, but we'll stop here, and on Lamed Aleph Amud Bet.
I think we'll have a vegetarian dinner.